Welcome to the deep dive, everybody. You ready to go somewhere a little unexpected?
I am always. Hit me with it.
Okay, so buckle up. Today we're diving into an Afrikaans song about, well, about Toyota pickup trucks.
Interesting. A bit niche, maybe?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Huh.
But that's the beauty of a deep dive,
Right,
right?
right. You never know what you'll find.
We've got the lyrics, some background info, all the good stuff, and we're going to figure out why people love this song.
And what it tells us about this whole love affair people have with Toyota trucks.
Exactly. We all know Toyota's got that reputation for, reliability, but this song, oh man, it takes it up a notch.
To a whole new level.
Yeah.
It's more than just praising the brand. It's like
Yeah.
it gets to those deeper things, those human desires for, I don't know,
The music,
dependability,
the freedom. Yeah.
adventure, all that. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get into this. Have you ever felt that feeling, when you've got too many choices?
Yeah.
That's how the song starts out. This guy, he needs a new truck, but he's just overwhelmed. All these trucks, he just can't decide.
I've been there, grocery store aisle, looking at cereal. It's a real problem.
Right. Too many choices.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what he's dealing with in this song. But then, like a light bulb moment, the answer's clear. A Toyota.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. Toyota's the one that always works, That's what the lyrics say.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it? Reliability.
Yeah, right from the start. I mean, Toyota's built this image for itself over what, decades?
Decades, yeah. I mean,
And it.
they actually deliver on that promise to
Yeah.
be dependable. So it makes sense that it resonates with this songwriter, with everybody, really.
Right, it works. And then, bam, you get hit with this chorus, and it's bold. It says, Toyota or go home. I mean, talk about a slogan. It's in your face.
It's everywhere in this song too, just over and over and over.
Yeah, like a mantra. But it's more than a catchy phrase, though,
It is, yeah. What is it? It's a statement
It's like this declaration.
of brand loyalty. Like, forget those other
You
trucks.
don't even look at
They're
them.
not even in the running.
Toyota's the only option. But the song isn't just, telling us to blindly believe. It gives you reasons. Why Toyota? Why this confidence?
It backs it up a
Yeah.
bit.
It even says it acknowledges that some of those other trucks, they might look fancy.
Yeah, they're all shiny.
All brand new, yeah.
But can they really last? That's the question it's asking.
Right. Are they going to deliver in the long run? Because there's this line that says, I see other trucks, they look so pretty, but I know they won't last, even if they're red. It's like, are you getting the looks or are you getting something real?
It's a good question, yeah.
Substance over style, right?
Because that's what really makes a brand great. It's not just about looks, it's about the trust you build through performance,
Right,
through
right,
quality.
right. It's got to last. You don't want a truck for a
You
year.
want it for life?
You want it for life.
Yeah.
You're putting your money down. This is an investment.
It's long term, yeah.
It's got to last, yeah.
Yeah, not just some passing thing.
It's like choosing your, I don't know, your life partner for your adventures. You need someone who's in it for the long haul.
Exactly,
Yeah.
someone you can depend on. And the song, it really highlights that
That
feeling
peace of mind you get
that you're safe.
when you have a Toyota.
You can do what you need to do.
Yeah. It's the symbol
Of freedom,
of, yeah,
of possibility, yeah.
that you can pursue your dreams and not worry about your truck breaking down.
Exactly.
And then there's this one line, and I love this line. It compares owning a Toyota to, of all things, owning a reliable pair of boots.
Boots.
Yeah. It says, Toyota is my choice, as reliable as boots. I mean,
That's an interesting comparison. I wouldn't have thought of that, but I get it.
right.
Like slipping into a pair of boots, will never let you down.
Yeah.
Your trusty boots, they'll get you through.
Exactly. It's that same feeling. Just that feeling of trust.
Solid foundation, yeah. Something to
Yeah.
build on.
Yeah. And you know what? That trust is what makes everything else possible.
Everything else, yeah. It's the base. You can build your whole life, your adventures around knowing that that one thing is solid.
Exactly. And that's what this song is really getting at, I think. This Toyota, it's not just a truck, it's like
It's a foundation for your whole life.
it's a way of life, yeah. It's like a, hold on, we need to talk about this backstory.
The backstory.
Yeah. It's juicy. It adds a whole other layer to this whole song.
Okay, lay it on me.
Yeah. All right. So get this. The singer wrote this song for his dad. But guess what? The dad, not a Toyota guy.
Huh. Interesting. So the father was driving around in what?
I know, right? Like, come on. Apparently, he was loyal to some other truck brand. Can you believe it?
So the son is trying to convert him.
In a way, yeah. But the song isn't like, mean about it or anything. It's more like this
Yeah,
idea, more playful.
playful, like, come on,
Oh,
dad.
dad, you missed out. It's kind of like, a playful, I told you so,
Like, imagine the adventures you could have had.
With a Toyota, yeah, exactly. But it's all coming from a good place, that father-son love.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of affection in there.
It makes the whole song feel more real, more human.
Right. And it's something we see all the time, too.
Right. People sticking with brands, even when there might be something better out there.
Like, it's comfortable, it's familiar.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it,
Right,
really,
right.
right?
But sometimes, maybe, you should fix it.
Yeah, just try something new.
You might find something better.
Yeah.
Like a Toyota.
Like a Toyota, exactly. The son in the song, he's showing his dad, he's like, look, this isn't just a vehicle, it's a whole different way of life.
It's peace of mind, it's
He has
adventure.
stress, right?
That's stress, yeah.
Everything you could ever want. And he does it in this really beautiful way with these lyrics. There's this one line, it says, every turn I take, every road I choose, Toyota is my choice.
Wow.
I know, right?
It's like the Toyota is this companion right by your side.
It's your trusty steed, always there for you.
Yeah, like ready to go wherever you need to go.
Exactly. And ready to face any challenge. It makes me think of, those old westerns, that cowboy, he's got his faithful horse, always there, ready for anything.
The Toyota is the horse in this story. And
Exactly.
you know what? That trust, that dependability,
Yeah.
that isn't just handed out, it's got to be earned.
Yeah. You gotta prove it. Remember, the song talked about how those other trucks, they might look flashy, but they're missing something.
Yeah. Substance.
Exactly. Toyota's not like that.
No, it's built a reputation.
Yeah. Years of good
It's year
performance.
after year, yeah.
It's earned, not given. Which makes me wonder, though, is this whole Toyota love just, a feeling? Or is there actually, data to back this up?
You're asking the right questions.
Yeah. Let's get to the facts.
Hit me with the evidence.
Is it just hype or is Toyota really that good?
All right. So there have been tons of studies, consumer reports, all that, and they all basically say the same thing. Toyota is consistently ranked among the top brands for reliability.
See?
Their vehicles, they last, they're durable, they don't cost a fortune to maintain, they're just built to last, basically.
So it's not just a feeling. This is cold, hard.
It's real.
Yeah.
Toyota lives up to the hype. This isn't just poetry.
This is the truth.
It's reality. Toyota works.
The proof is in the pudding, right? Or the millions of Toyotas on the road. Still going strong. So we've established a few things. This song, more than just a catchy tune, it tells us why people connect so strongly with this brand.
The emotions, but also the practical reasons.
It's all in there, yeah.
Yeah.
But what about the overall message? What's the takeaway, What's the song trying to say? What does the songwriter want us to walk away with? Because I think on one hand, it's about finding something you can truly rely on.
In a world that feels so,
Uncertain,
that
right?
feeling, knowing that you have one solid thing in your life, that's huge.
Absolutely. It could be anything, right?
It could be
Your car, your boots, your favorite place to go.
a person, a relationship.
That dependability, it's so important.
It's priceless, yeah. To know you can rely on something or someone.
Absolutely. And the song also celebrates, I think, just the simple joys of being alive, like driving under the open
With
sky.
wind in your hair,
That feeling of freedom, yeah, that sense of possibility.
and knowing you're safe, that you're in good hands.
And that's how the song ends, too, with this beautiful image driving under the stars, feeling the wind.
Yeah. Simple pleasures.
It's not just about the truck, it's about that way of life.
Exactly.
That connection to something bigger than
That's
yourself.
like you're part of something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that something, in this case, just happens to be a Toyota. But there's more to it than that, right? I mean, the song, it might be about trucks, but it's also about how we connect with brands in general.
What they mean to us,
How we find meaning, yeah.
how they become part of us.
Our identity, even. It's pretty deep when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we find ourselves in the things we choose to surround ourselves with.
Exactly. This song, it's like this quirky little window into how a brand becomes more than just a brand.
It becomes a symbol,
It becomes a
it
feeling.
becomes a part of you.
Yeah, and that's what's so powerful about it.
It's fascinating how this song, even though it's in another language, manages to connect with people who might not even understand the words.
Right. It transcends all that,
Yeah.
Language, culture, it doesn't matter.
Because that desire for dependability, for freedom, those
Yeah.
simple joys, That's universal.
It's human, yeah. And that brings us to what makes a brand truly connect with people. It's not about the marketing hype. It's about tapping into those deeper desires.
To create an experience that goes beyond the product.
Exactly. And this song, it paints a picture of that. Yeah. It's about belonging, being part of something bigger. There's this line, Toyota is the one, it flows in my veins. And it's like,
wow, that's powerful.
Right. Toyota is part of his identity. It's a part of him.
This is what storytelling can do for a brand. This song, it's simple, but it's created a whole narrative.
A story.
That resonates. It's like a little epic poem. This guy is a hero facing a choice.
He chooses his trusty steed.
The Toyota, of course. Yeah. And it takes him on this journey.
To freedom and adventure, yeah. It's like a modern-day folktale being passed down through generations.
But Toyota lovers. And it just strengthens that brand's image.
It cements its place in our hearts and minds.
This is how you create loyalty. It's a song, but it's a powerful tool.
It shapes culture, yeah.
It shapes how we see the world.
So I'm curious, what does all of this mean for you listening right now? We've gone deep into this Africanine song. We've looked at its meaning, branding.
A bit of everything.
But what's the big takeaway? What do you walk away with?
I think it comes down to this. The next time you find yourself drawn to a brand, whether it's a car, a coffee shop, whatever it is, ask yourself,
why?
Why am I drawn to this?
What need is it fulfilling?
Right. What's the deeper connection there? Because if you understand that, you make better choices.
And your life, you know, is more fulfilling.
More fulfilling, yeah. It's not just about buying stuff.
It's about knowing why you buy it.
Exactly. And how those choices tell your story.
Yeah. So one final thought before we go. Think about the objects or brands that hold that same level of trust for you, that sense of dependability.
What is your Toyota, basically?
What represents that unwavering reliability?
Freedom.
That joy.
Like in this song?
What is it for you? Because we all have things in our lives that we depend on that make us feel good.
A favorite tool, a well-loved book.
A recipe that brings back good memories.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
But it speaks to that human need for something we can count on. Something that makes life just a little bit better.
And that, I think, is the beauty of today's deep dive. We started with an Africanine song about Toyota trucks. And we ended up talking about human desire, brand loyalty, all those big ideas.
Sometimes the most unexpected sources lead you to the most profound insights. Keep it open mind. Keep exploring. Keep asking questions.
That's it. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And hey, if you want to share your thoughts, your Toyotas with us, head over to social media and use that hashtag, hashtag the deep dive. Tell us about those things in your life that you depend on, those brands or objects that make you feel that sense of trust.
We want to hear it all.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And until next time, keep those wheels turning.
Keep on trucking.
It's like that trust becomes a foundation for everything else. You know, you can build your adventures, your plans, your whole life around this one constant, your trusty Toyota.
Exactly. And this feeling of unshakable trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's even stronger when you consider the backstory of this song.
Mm.
It adds a whole other layer of intrigue.
Oh, tell me more. I love a good backstory.
Well, the song was written for the singer's father, who, get this, was loyal to other truck brands. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Hold on. Did this father not understand the power of Toyota? The sheer brilliance of it all?
Apparently not. But the song doesn't, you know, criticize him for it.
Yeah.
It's more like it expresses a sort of playful regret on his behalf. Like, Dad, I get it, you had your reasons, but imagine all the adventures you could have had, all the peace of mind if you'd just gone Toyota all those years ago.
It's like a gentle nudge, yeah. A playful I told you so moment, but it's all rooted in love, you know? That father-son bond, it adds this really human element to the whole song. I mean, haven't we all seen someone stubbornly sticking to a brand or a way of doing things, even when there might be something better out there?
Absolutely. It's that classic, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. But sometimes, as this song suggests, it's worth exploring other options, especially when those options could offer a greater sense of security, freedom, and, well, just plain enjoyment.
It's like the son is showing his dad that Toyota isn't just a vehicle. It's a pathway to a certain kind of life. A life filled with reliability, adventure, and a whole lot less stress.
And this message is conveyed so beautifully through the lyrics. There's this one line that says, "Every turn I take, every road I choose, Toyota is my choice." It's like the Toyota becomes this trusty companion that empowers you to explore, to take risks, to embrace the open road without fear.
You know, it makes me think of those old Western movies where the cowboy has his faithful steed always there by his side, ready to take on any challenge. The Toyota in this song becomes that symbol of steadfast companionship, always ready to tackle life's adventures.
Exactly. And it subtly emphasizes that this trust, this deep sense of reliability, is earned, not given. Remember those lines about other trucks looking flashy but lacking substance? It suggests that Toyota's reputation is built on something much deeper than just aesthetics.
Right. It's about proving itself time and again through years of dependable performance. It's about building a legacy of trust that goes beyond marketing hype.
And this brings up an important question. Is this unwavering devotion to Toyota purely emotional, or is there concrete data to support these claims of unparalleled reliability?
Ooh, time for some hard facts. Hit me with the data.
Well, numerous studies and consumer reports consistently rank Toyota among the top brands for reliability. Their vehicles are known for their durability, longevity, and low maintenance costs. They just keep going and going.
So it's not just a feeling. It's backed up by cold, hard evidence. The song's praise for Toyota isn't just poetic license. It's rooted in reality.
Precisely. Toyota has consistently delivered on its promise of quality and dependability. And that's a major reason why it connects so deeply with people, not just in this song, but across the globe.
It's like that saying, the proof is in the pudding. Or in this case, the proof is in the millions of Toyotas reliably cruising down the road year after year.
So we've established that this song is more than just a catchy tune. It's a testament to the emotional and practical reasons why people develop such strong attachments to certain brands. But what about the song's overall message? What do you think the songwriter wants listeners to take away from this ode to Toyota?
That's a great question. I think on one level, it's about finding something you can truly rely on, something that gives you peace of mind in a world full of uncertainty. Whether it's a trusty vehicle, a beloved pair of boots, a special place, or even a cherished relationship, that sense of dependability is invaluable.
I agree. It's about that feeling of knowing you've got something solid, something that won't let you down when it matters most. And I think it also celebrates the simple joys of life, like driving under the open sky, feeling the wind in your hair, experiencing that sense of freedom and possibility that comes with knowing you're in good hands, or rather in a good vehicle.
And the song ends on this beautiful image of driving under the stars, feeling the wind, and just experiencing the sweetness of life in a Toyota. It goes beyond just owning a truck. It's about embracing a certain way of life, a life built on trust, freedom, and a connection to something bigger than yourself.
Exactly. It's about finding something that aligns with your values, your sense of adventure, and your desire for a life well lived. And in this song, that something just happens to be a Toyota pickup truck.
But there's more to it than that, right? I mean, the song, while seemingly niche, speaks to a universal truth about our relationship with brands, how we find meaning, identity, and even a sense of belonging through the things we choose to surround ourselves with. It's like this song, it's so simple, but it unlocks something, you know, about how a brand can really have power.
Yeah. And what's crazy is the song's in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
But you don't even need to speak the language to feel it, you know?
Right. It goes beyond the words.
It's about those feelings, that longing for something you can depend on, that freedom.
Those little joys in life, yeah.
Yeah, those simple things. It's something we all get. It's universal.
It's human, totally. And that brings us to, I think, what really makes a brand work. It's not about the marketing, the slogans. It's deeper than that.
It's about those desires we all have.
Yeah.
And then creating an experience that's bigger than the product.
Exactly. And this song, it shows us that experience. It's not just about driving a Toyota. It's about
being part of a tribe.
Belonging, yeah.
A community.
There's this one line. It says, Toyota is the one. It flows in my veins. And it's like, whoa.
That's intense.
It's a part of him, you know? Like, it's in his blood.
It's his identity. Yeah. And that's the power of a good story. This song, it's simple, but it's telling a story.
Yeah, it's like a mini epic.
This guy's the hero. He needs to make a choice. He picks his trusty steed, the Toyota, of course.
And off he goes on an adventure.
Yeah, it's a classic tale.
It's like a modern folk tale.
Yeah, that gets passed down.
Generation to generation.
Of Toyota lovers.
And that story, it reinforces the whole image of the brand.
It makes you feel like you're part of something.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. So this is where I get curious. What does all this mean for you listening right now? We've gone deep. We've talked about the song, its meaning, you know.
Marketing, a little bit of everything.
But what do you walk away with? What's the nugget of wisdom here?
I think it's this. Next time you feel drawn to a brand, anything, a car, a pair of shoes, coffee shop.
Whatever.
Stop and ask yourself, why?
Why am I drawn to this?
What need is it fulfilling?
What's that deeper connection?
Because when you get that, when you understand it, you make better choices.
You live a better life.
A more fulfilling life, for sure.
It's not just about buying stuff.
It's about knowing yourself.
Exactly. And that brings us to our final thought for today. Think about the things in your life that you really trust.
The brands, the objects.
They give you that feeling of dependability.
A sense of freedom.
Like in the song, What's Your Toyota?
What's that thing that never lets you down?
What makes life just a little bit better? Because we all have those things, don't we?
A tool you always reach for.
A book you reread.
A recipe that brings back memories.
Anything. But it represents that human need for something solid, something you can count on.
Something that makes life sweeter.
And that, to me, that's what today's deep dive is all about. We started with a song about Toyota trucks, and we ended up talking about human desire, you know, what we value.
It's amazing how those unexpected paths lead you to the most interesting places.
Keep an open mind.
Keep exploring.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better.
And don't forget to share your thoughts with us, your own Toyotas. Head to social media. Use that hashtag.
Hashtag the deep dive.
Hashtag the deep dive. Tell us about those brands, those things you depend on, those objects that make you feel that sense of trust.
We want to hear all about it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time, keep those wheels turning.